Exo Takeover.
Guys, welcome back to a brand new episode of Exo Takeover, and I'm joined with the one, the only, Marta. Welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very well, thrilled at the same time. I seriously couldn't wait for this moment to come. And yes, we are here. We need to talk about Able music. We need to talk about Hurry Up Tomorrow as well, and all the other things related to Able.
That's true. That's why we're here, talking about all things EXO. So why don't we just get straight into it? And why don't we start with, how would you rate Hurry Up Tomorrow in compared to the rest of Able's discography?
Well, I was just right thinking about Hurry Up Tomorrow, because I think Hurry Up Tomorrow is just like one of the best Able album ever, because it's just like full of style, full of productions, full of songs. I mean, it's just full of songs, just like 22 songs. There are a lot. And I guess, well, my favorite song is Without a Warning, because it's so related to the crowd. And it's just like talking about us fans. I guess it's the best from the trilogy, the last trilogy, I mean. Like I will compare, like, first Hurry Up Tomorrow, then I will put just like After Hours, and then Dawn FM.
How would you rank it against the likes of Beauty Behind the Madness or Starboy?
It's better than Starboy and Beauty Behind the Madness. I mean, Beauty Behind the Madness is just like a bridge from the old Able to the new Able. But Hurry Up Tomorrow is just like better than Beauty Behind the Madness and Starboy. But I'm a fan of every Able album. I like listening to every single. I am just like so addicted to Able music.
With Hurry Up Tomorrow, you know, there was a number of features included. Travis Scott, Future, Lana Del Rey, just to name a few. Do you think they helped shape the album? Or do you think this album would have been great without the features?
Well, good question. Well, I personally think that Hurry Up Tomorrow can fit good without features. I think Able decided to collaborate with Lana Del Rey, who is her muse, and Future and Travis Scott. And we also have Florence and the Machine. And this is so amazing, because we have a full circle of style, because there's like Future is trap and Travis Scott is trap. And Lana Del Rey is just like so indie and stuff, like pop, just like deep pop. And then we have Florence and the Machine, that they are an incredible band. But considering these points, I will say that Hurry Up Tomorrow fits good with them. They put an added value to the songs, and I personally do really like, I mean, when Lana Del Rey started to sing like hey, I felt like, oh god, is she Lana? And I was just like a little bit laying in my bed, because I put the alarm at 6 a.m. just to listen to the album, and I was just like jumping in my bed crying, because I couldn't expect this kind of collaboration, because I was just like expecting a solo album without any features. And then Able always surprises us. I mean, it's just like a genius.
Another feature that we should probably talk about is JoJo.
Yes, JoJo. JoJo is a relative of mine. We are fair relatives, because he was born in a very little town in the northern part of Italy, which is like South Tyrol. It's just like a little town surrounded by mountains, and it's not so that popular in Italy, but it's popular for those who want to ski. And yes, my aunt was born there. That's why we are related, because we consider ourselves all related, because that town is so close and we are also connected. And I used to see Giorgio back in 16, because Giorgio decided to come back to his burn place and decided to take a show there. And he put a lot of Donna Summer songs, and we were just like all jumping and crying at the same time, because we couldn't believe that Giorgio was there. And we were like speechless, because I mean, JoJo is JoJo. And I am so proud of this, because I feel so connected with him. I feel connected with the population he is from. And yes, it's just like an honor.
Do you think Big Sleep is going to be one of those songs that we hear in the film and on tour? Do you feel like people should really appreciate that song more than the others?
Well, we first had the chance to listen to Big Sleep back when Abel decided to release all the tour dates from the After Hours Still On Tour. So I guess we already knew how the song was, no, sorry, what the song was about. But I guess this song is not suitable for tour. I think Abel will not put this song on a tour. But maybe that song is good for the movie. I actually don't know.
Fair enough. I guess we'll see eventually. What songs are you hoping to hear on this new tour?
Well, this is a very good question because I would like to listen every single song from Hurry Tomorrow. But I will say Baptism Fear, A Hope and Heart. Then Wake Me Up, Take Me Back to LA, Without a Warning, Cry for Me, because we already had the chance to see live performing from the Grammys, and Niagara Falls and The Abyss. I have to say every single song because I cannot pick one.
Fair enough. Do you think when, as we know, when Abel does his tours, he has his transitions and into the other songs that he's done, do you think we'll get the transitions we hear on the album, or do you think they'll transition into some of his older songs?
He must bring all the album transitions on tour. I mean, it's just like so incredible. But I am thinking about something like an Eras tour. Maybe he is thinking about making something from both trilogies. It's just like, this is what's on my mind. I am creating just like a milkshake of ideas. Well, yes. I think he will create something from the first trilogy and the second trilogy. I actually don't know, but this could be good for him. And I also would like to listen to some songs from My Dear Melancholy, because we only listened to, I Was Never There and Call Out My Name. And I would like to listen some like, Wasted Times, Hurt You, Privilege. I mean, Abel always surprises, because we all saw that Abel is a good surprise maker. We just have to wait. I mean, US tour is in 4 months, so we will wait. I am just like so thrilled about that.
Do you think we can expect the European leg of the tour this year or next?
Next year. Definitely next year, because if he's planning to create a stadium tour, considering that he's creating a stadium tour for summer 2025 for the US, we have to consider about summer 2026. Like, it's just like so easy to think about that. Maybe he will make like US, then Australia, because we have to think about that. In Australia is summer in December and January. And then he will announce the European leg. We actually don't know.
Just have to wait and see. But, you know, there's so many things we've got to look forward to this year. The tour, the Hurry Up Tomorrow film, and After Hours turning 5 in March. Do you remember After Hours coming out?
Yeah. He was during pandemic and we were all suffering, like, because we felt like so lonely, and we were surrounded by loneliness, and Abel used to like release this album just to heal our soul, because we had the right time to listen to that album. We had the right time to listen to all the lyrics and to think about how important is that album, because he used to release Blinding Lights back in 2019, because it was just like back in like December. I just don't remember. I have a very strong memory, but I can't remember the the exact date when he released Blinding Lights and Heartless, because they were the two leading singles, as I remember. Yes. And we already knew how the album was talking about. But when I first listened to After Hours, I immediately felt the impact of this album, because it's full of style. It was like Hurry Up Tomorrow. It's full of style, full of songs, full of transitions, full of, I mean, it really has a story behind every single song. And even the most popular songs are good, like In Your Eyes, Blinding Lights, and we have Save Your Tears. And every single song works very good in that album. And we also have that kind of Pretty Young Thing song, which is like Repeat After Me. I do really like that song. And we also have Scatterleaf. Scatterleaf is just like crazy. I like that song because it's just like so Elton John related. And I also like Fate. And I mean, After Hours is After Hours.
Edda, you've just mentioned a lot of the songs, but if you had to pick one, which song still stands out 5 years later from the album?
After Hours, because I mean that song is really important for the Weeknd career, because it's just like a mixture of style, because we have old Abel, new Abel, and the production is something like incredible, and listening to that song live was such an honor. Because I couldn't believe that Abel decided to turn that song into a live song, because it's just like so deep and mysterious. And Abel has created something magical performing After Hours live. And yes, I was in Frankfurt for the After Hours Still Dawn tour with my mom. And that was also one of the most popular Abel fans, which is like Faye Knowles. Very popular online. When Abel started to sing After Hours, me and my mom used to watch each other and we were like, oh my god, it's After Hours. Yes, because my mom is an EXO too. So we are a family of EXO. So we were just like very happy.
It was the After Hours Till Dawn tour, the first time you saw Abel live?
No. The first time I saw Abel was back in 2017 for the Legend of the Fall World Tour, which was just like the tour related to the Starboy album. And I was in London for both nights. It was just like March the 7th and March the 8th. And the first night I was in a standing place, and the second night I was just like sitting. And the second night Abel brought out Nav, and he brought out also Drake, and I also got the chance to see Drake and Abel hugging each other. And talking about that right now, it's not so that good because they are beefing or something, but I felt so lucky to have experienced that kind of event, because we all know that OVOXO is just like a magical thing. Because I mean, when Abel used to create songs with Drake, they both created magic. Like we have The Zone, we have Cruel Love, and it is just like unthinkable that they beefed now and they are not friends anymore. But I saw OVOXO and I'm very happy with that. And yes, and when Drake came out, we were just like all screaming and shouting. We were trembling. We were just like, it was just like so incredible. And I was also surprised by the fact that Abel decided to bring out Nav as well. And Nav used to sing Babes in a Trap, the song with Travis Scott.
Yeah.
And I was just like thinking that they were performing together some way, their song that they made together, but they didn't perform it together. And I was so sad because I really wanted them to perform them together, but that's the way things go.
Fair enough. Do prefer, I've not seen anyone talk about it in so long. It's on my head. That is a good song.
It's a very good song. But I prefer the last one I said.
Fair enough. I want to take it back a minute for this next question. Not specifically talking about Abel and his albums, more about the EXO community.
Yes.
What does the EXO community mean to you?
This is a very good question. Well, now I'm feeling so touched by this kind of a question because the EXO community is very important for me because as I suffer from depression, the EXO community gave me the chance to have a purpose, to have something to believe in. And I met some friends from like the US, some friends from Australia, some friends from Italy, from Europe, from all around Europe. And I'm very lucky to say that I have friends everywhere. Like, I mean, if I want to go to New York, I have EXO friends in New York. If I want to go to LA, I have friends in LA. Don't worry, I have them. And I consider that I am so lucky because, well, as I am a very open-minded person, here in Italy, people are not so that open-minded. And they don't spend their time creating passions and having something to believe in. And I feel I have an added value to comparing to all the Italian people over here. And I always talk with my parents, with my little friends here, that I have friends from all over the world, and they are so happy for me. And I also feel lucky to have met someone like you, that you bring the EXO culture all over the world because you talk about just like Abel, but you also talk with the EXO community. And so that's what glue everything perfectly. And I guess this is a very good project just to create and make like connect people from all over the world. This is very important. And look what Able Music can do.
Exactly.
It's just like so incredible. Music make magic. Music make connection, and music make friends.
Music is definitely a healer of worlds, no matter where you are, what state you're in. It can solve so many problems that you go through, and Abel's music definitely. I feel like a lot of us definitely relate to his lyrics, to his music, and as he's grown, we've grown with him.
Yeah.
So it is definitely an amazing community to be a part of. If you could only pick three, which three EXO accounts would you shout out right now?
All right. Okay. You always make tricky questions. I mean, I cannot pick three. Like, okay. Abel's post, Martin is a genius. A genius because he always bring like cultures, news. And he also have been posted by Abel, by Lamar, by all the crew, all the EXO crew, and he is also the most followed EXO account, I think. Then big shout out to Bruno because he has been like the first European EXO account that could met Abel back in 2023. Big shout out to you. And if I have to pick the third, well, big shout out to Abel's concept because he is from Italy and I have to praise him because he's very talented on making graphics. But like I'm feeling so connected to Faye Knowles, the one who managed Memento Mori Radio EXO, and because she really made a huge impact for the EXO community because she was managing the group on Facebook, the Weekend Oxy posting, and she also create news, and she is always so updated with every single things. I mean, like Faye is just like so incredible, and her impact is so important for the EXO community. I have to say that not because she is a friend of mine, because she is a really close friend of mine because I met her back in Frankfurt, but I am so happy that we have people like her or Victor or Ethan or I mean Poca and Georgia. Let's talk about Georgia. Georgia has created just like a full circle of dreams. Like, I mean, she became something important for the EXO crew. She flew to Australia to as a press member. So she also took a lot of pictures and stuff. I mean, Georgia is Georgia. Like, Georgia is Georgia. Georgia is Georgia. And also her boyfriend, Abel, they are so talented. And I also have just like something like 10 t-shirts from their collections. I am so excited with like Abel-related things. And my wardrobe is full of Abel-related things. And my mom is just like saying, please stop ordering that kind of merchandising because I am so tired of seeing like the wardrobe full of things. I mean, and yes, but yesterday the Hurry Up Tomorrow tea came and she was like, no, another tea.
I've had the pleasure of speaking to both Georgia and Abel on EXO Takeover. They are amazing people. Don't forget, use code EXO Takeover for 10% off Georgia Rose shop.
Okay, I will fix that.
But yeah, in terms of questions, I think that is it for today. So I'm now going to hand it over to you to let the people watching know and the people listening know your top 5 EXO songs and why.
Wow, my favorite, yeah, top 5, top question. you are so incredible, like tricky questions every time. Okay, the first one is Till Dawn, Here Comes the Sun. That song is very important for me because I first listened to that song when I was just like a teenager. And it was like so important. I always feel like so impacted by that song. And the second one is The Town. I am a Kisland stan, like this hoodie I'm wearing. The Town is just like so incredible. I mean, the production is something like I never heard something so perfect like The Town. Then, okay, Love in the Sky. Yes, I am a Kisland stan. I will always support Kisland. So go buy Kisland everywhere because Kisland needs attention. Then I will pick After Hours.
Four.
Oh. I have to say. And something like between Tell Your Friends and Acquainted or King of the Fall.
You can only pick one more.
Okay, King of the Fall. Okay, that song is so powerful. It's just like a culture is EXO. That song is EXO everywhere. Spread EXO from every single corner. And I also know all the songs by heart, but I'm not going to sing right now because I am just like not so good in singing. But yes, I love that song, but a friend of mine doesn't like that song so much, but I always told her, no, you have to listen better because you don't know how this song is important.
But honestly, thank you so much. What an incredible top 5. I'm sure people watching and listening would agree with that. But I think as of when this episode comes out, we will be towards the end of EXO Takeover Season 2. I think there will be 3 more episodes after this one. So I want to quickly ask you, going forwards, what would you like to see from EXO Takeover going onwards after Season 2?
That you have to listen to this podcast. Like, you know, I think that EXO Takeover is a magical podcast. And I want to thank all the fans that put attention in this podcast, and I suggest all the EXO community to participate in this podcast. It is very important because we have to spread the word. Plus, Adam, you are great. So go listen to this podcast. I am so happy for being part of this project, and I will spread the word. And EXO till we overdose. Every single day. I'm actually wearing EXO for Puma collaboration and this Kisland hoodie. So EXO everywhere, EXO every time. And I mean, EXO is life.
Well, I couldn't have said it a bit better. But yeah, join us next week for more special guests talking more things EXO. You know where to find us.
Okay.